I am recording.
I am recording as well.
So here we are.
This is interesting. This looks like something out of a Batman film. I feel like that's Wayne
Does
Manor.
It?
A little bit.
Well, this is Kelvin Grove Art Gallery, which is one of my favorite places in Glasgow. It was actually closed when I was a student there, but it opened when I worked there. And we didn't live too far from here, and there's like this big park behind it. Kelvin Grove Park is behind it, and then in the background you see that tower. That's Glasgow University, which is on, like, the park runs up to the university essentially, and then it goes into, you can go from Kelvin Grove into the Kelvin Walkway, and then you can walk that, which is also like a nature path, and then you can get all the way to the Botanic Gardens, which is a walk that we used to take quite often. But it also rains in Scotland quite a lot, and so if we were walking and it would start raining, we would just hop into the art gallery a lot and just hang out in there for a bit. It's a very interesting place in that it has a very sort of eclectic collection, which I quite like. So there's like a whole wing with I want to say stuffed animals, but that's not what I mean. They are animals, but...
Like taxidermy?
Thank you.
Okay.
That was the word I was looking for.
And I was, like,
for.
Finding that one, too. I was like, wait, I think I know where she's going with that. So the taxidermy...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's taxidermied, like, the past of it. But yeah, taxidermy, where they, like,
yeah,
stuff the animals and they're, like, kind
yeah.
of the regular size.
So they have, like, this massive circus elephant. Like, I don't... And, like, they have, like, all sorts of stuff. But then they also have, like... you know, art by the Dutch masters, or like, it's, like I say, very eclectic collection. But I always loved it because that also means there's also always something that you're in the mood for. And because it's free, you can just kind of wander in for, like, this is a problem I have with museums in the Netherlands, is that they're often quite pricey. And I usually only last about 45 minutes to an hour in a museum, and if I've just paid like 40 quid, I think that's, I haven't gotten my money's worth.
Yeah, you're right, because walking through with my sister and a couple of just small museums, like, it's all free in the UK, right, for the most part?
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah,
it's,
I used
cool.
to go to the museums all the time.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's funny looking at this photo, and I know we probably haven't mentioned before, but we should mention to our listeners that we always share the link to the actual photo that we're looking at. So feel free to click on that, look with us, walk around the building. That's what this is all about when we go on these adventures across the world. But really looking at this, I mean, again, this looks, to me, this just looks like the UK. I knew we were going here, you know, because we've been wanting to go to Glasgow and Scotland in our adventures here. But this just, it's, what's cool is it, you can, it's so specific to the architecture and just the style that you could show someone a picture of this and be like, oh, that's got to be somewhere in the UK. Like, it has that very, very specific look to it. I'm curious how old this is. I mean, again, to me as the American, where we call things old from the 50s, but this has got to be like a pretty 300-500 year old building, right? I would assume, because it's got that look and that feel and that style. 1901, still old. But
yeah.
I would have thought that was a 1600s built.
Oh, no.
Just the building. Maybe it could have been a previous palace, or it could have been something of royalty. And then in 1901, they said, oh, we're turning this into a gallery. That would have been my assumption, but...
Here, the original opened in 1870, apparently.
There we go. Okay. You see where I was going with it. It looked way older than I thought it was.
Yeah. Wait, no. Wait, what's happening? No, I think this was built around 1900. So the museum existed before, but at a different location, and then they built this to purpose around 1900. See? That's how we do. If we don't know, we look it up real quick. But yeah, no, this is, I think as well, like just a bit, I mean, it's a beautiful building. Just being in that building is cool. And there's like a big organ in it as well. So there's concert in there sometimes, which is nice.
It seems like a really cool place to just wander to, you know? Like, let's just say you're walking around. I'm assuming there's a park around there. You said there's the university. You're kind of having a stroll and you stumble upon that. Like, that would be a really cool place to just stumble upon if you don't know about it. Like, seeing it for the first time and being like, wow, this is cool. You walk in there and you see things. Like, it would be a very happenstance, a really cool thing. Obviously, I'm
I
adding this
think
to my list when I make it back to Scotland and make it back to Glasgow, but it has that intrigue to it. Like, I would find myself walking around, like you said, the big tower back there, the university and the buildings. Like, I would just want to go for a, like, that's what I found myself doing, staying in Edinburgh with my sister and then going to Glasgow a few times, right? It was all about just like wandering and not having any plan. And it was kind of just like seeing where it takes us. And I just feel like I've stumbled upon the coolest, smallest, randomest things, but it's like the things I hold truest to me, you know?
Yeah, I think like because we didn't live too far away from this. So even I would, because I obviously worked from home then as well when we lived there, and then even sometimes for a lunch break, I would just go to the museum for like half an hour, right? Like I would just walk up there, check out some stuff in the museum, and then walk back home. And it was such a lovely, I think it's also a lovely way to sort of fill the creative tank sometimes to go and look at beautiful things or interesting things. Yeah, that was one of my favorite places to just do that or to just people watch for a little bit or, but there's all because there are always people there.
Looks like from this photo too that we're looking at, it looks like it's a very lovely day in Glasgow because I don't even think I saw the sun that much the three, four times I went. So this must be like a just a magical day where it was so sunny, no clouds.
Or a magical 5 minutes. That is always an option.
True, there could be clouds coming from the east over there, and you're totally right. But I know we've chatted about this before, and I only went a couple times. You spent a lot of time there, but I. Glasgow was my favorite part of Scotland. I mean, I saw some other small towns, you know, we would go check out some places. I mean, I loved where my sister and Robert live in Portobello, and just and I loved the area of Leith and Edinburgh. It was all amazing, but there was just something about Glasgow that just, I don't know if it was just the energy there or just the grunge. Like, I was all about just the scene there. And I know, again, you've spent more time there, so you can elaborate a little bit more on that. But really, like for me, it's like if I was to choose to go live in Scotland for a longer stay, like I would go there.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe for sure. I always say to people, I have a little bit of a love-hate thing going on with Glasgow, to be honest. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I also I'm not sure that I could live there again. It has a very extreme thing. There's a real extreme vibe to it sometimes. And it's, Glasgow's had a very interesting history in that, I mean, at its height, the 70% of all ships that sailed the earth were built in Glasgow. That's how many shipyards there were, and there was so much industry, and all that industry has collapsed. And there are still areas in Glasgow, in and around Glasgow, that are just still feeling the effects of that collapse. Where there and there's a, you know, and there are parts of that city where the hopelessness is almost palpable, which is really tough to be around. And then there are areas where the entrepreneurial spirit, or where that is really palpable, and that's really exciting, right? That's really exciting energy to be around. But it's an interesting, but sometimes a little bit of a hard place to be. But I get it. It does. It has a vibe. Especially when you're in sort of, you know, the city center, and this is the West End, but a lot of the West End is quite nice as well, and has that sort of, you know, there's three universities in this city. It's not that big a city, and there's three universities, so there's a lot of people who are excited about getting their life started, and there's a real sense of life. But then, you know, there are other areas where people are, you know, third, fourth generation unemployed, and it does something to a place. So there's real extremes in Glasgow that I haven't experienced anywhere else.
Yeah, it's really interesting and really powerful to see and feel, right? Again, I went there probably 3-4 times, and so I was more of a tourist with it. I mean, I didn't do a lot of touristy things. I walked up and down Buchanan Street, you know, the main drag with all the shops and stuff, but it had an energy to it. And again, spending all that time at the Royal Mile and in downtown Edinburgh, like, there was definitely, it's the same country. And again, to me as the American boy, like, the distance isn't that far. It's an hour 20, right? Just from what's the station called? It's drawing a blank and starts with a W in Edinburgh right there. And
Waverley Street?
Yes, Waverley. Waverley to Glasgow Queen Street was where the one me and my sister and Robert would take. And it was, I love the whole energy, right? Riding the train through the countryside and, like, seeing, like, the Scottish countryside, and then you come into Queen Street and you're right there, city center, and, you know, there's that square right there.
George Square,
yeah, like, it was just...
We'll go to George Square one time.
Okay, no, because I remember drinking a coffee there for like 30 minutes with Robert, just like observing and just watching people, kind of like a Dom Square moment, but different. Like, I hadn't experienced Kasaalikaid yet, but you know what I'm saying, like, there was a buzz, there was an energy. But I see what you mean with the history and the four generations of unemployment and for certain people like that. It's very heavy. So I can see where it could be a very heavy place.
So I'll also tell you another story that is also just so Glasgow to me. This is just history that I've learned from living there. It's not something that I have, that I experienced, but... So you came out in Queen Street, which means that you're sort of halfway up. You can't, maybe we should go here sometimes, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. But there's a street there that's called Nelson Mandela Street. Didn't used to be called that. I don't know what it used to be called, but that doesn't really matter. They, during the time of when Mandela was still in a prison and the world was screaming for his release, the city of Glasgow decided that they were going to name a street after Nelson Mandela. And what they did, and this is so Glasgow to me. So what they did was change the street name of the street that the South African consulate was on, so that the South African consulate had to change their letterhead to have the address Nelson Mandela Street. And that I love. That is making a point.
It is.
As they would say in Scotland, they got telt.
They got telt. This is like a version of told, like they got told, but they got telt.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I miss some of the lingo over there. It was quite funny, just some of the things that were said and how it's said. And the UK is interesting. I know I only got to see Scotland, which I was very grateful for, and
it's the best part of the UK. It's fine.
Right. you want to see more of it and just experience it. Obviously, I was there during a time when there was not much going on and the world was in a crazy place in 2021. But I did enjoy just the people and just the energy of just Scotland and just the scenery. I never got to go too far north, but really, like, from what I got to see and what I got to experience, it's pretty life-changing.
Yeah, it's Scotland has definitely imprinted on me. It changed my life in many ways. And yeah, I wanted to take you here because this is just one of my favorite little places in Glasgow that I gained a lot of inspiration from.
Yeah, it looks like a wonderful place. And again, we got lucky with the day they took this photo because it is a beautiful day
No
in Glasgow.
way. It doesn't often look like this.
Hey, it's Max. Thanks for joining us for a conversational cuppa, and we'll see you next time.